Sitka Utility Director Brian Bertacci says electric grids in Alaska experience faults all the time, usually from downed tree branches or from rodents or birds on the wires, and they're cleared before customers are aware of any problems. But the recent fault in Sitka was a different animal altogether.
In this case, it was a steel cable of large diameter, so you got a really, I guess in one, you could characterize it in one way as a really good fault, right? But in a bad way, it was a really good fault, right? So a lot of a very short duration, you know, probably less than half a second that fault occurred before the protection worked to clear it. But still, significant high voltage levels likely to a lot of the community.
The guy wire was broken by a utility contractor involved in an extensive water and sewer replacement under DeGroff Street at the intersection of Sawmill Creek Road. The latter is Sitka's utility corridor, carrying the 69,000-volt transmission lines from Sitka's hydroelectric projects into town. Below the three transmission lines is the local distribution line. When the guy wire snapped, it connected the high and low voltage lines, briefly sending an estimated 3 to 6 times more voltage to customers than normal, and apparently creating a show.
And I think folks that were nearby saw quite a shower of sparks.
Power was out for about 4 hours after the fault. Once electricity was restored, people began to notice problems. Sitka Municipal Administrator Keith Brady says that City Hall has logged calls from 48 residents so far whose home appliances may have been damaged by the surge. He says much depends on what was turned on at the time of the fault. One appliance in particular, though, seemed especially susceptible to problems.
You know, outside of water heaters, stoves, coffee makers, microwaves, the big livability problem we have is the heat pump. So it sounds like we have a lot of heat pump damage around town, and we want to make sure that people can live in their homes, you know, in the winter. So we want to make sure that this gets moved as quickly as possible.
Utility companies are generally not liable for acts of God that damage property, but a contractor backing into a support pole doesn't fall under that exclusion. City Hall is directing all claims toward the contractor's insurance company, Alaska Adjusters LLC. A claim number has been established for damage connected to the incident. And it wasn't just homeowners. The surge took out a very large surge arrestor at Sitka's Marine Street substation, which is going to require a scheduled overnight power outage to replace. Also, Sitka has over 20 sewage lift stations, many with older pumps that don't fire up even under normal conditions. In addition to yeoman work by electric linemen to restore power, Sitka Public Works Director Michael Harmon says his crews used portable pumps to keep Sitka's sewage flowing in the right direction over the four-hour outage.
If we would have had rains, we were very blessed that it was dry. If we would have had rain, we would have had to overflow sewer into the ocean in this event.
The city at the moment can only speculate about why the outage was hard on heat pumps and why it was hard on only some of them. The geographic distribution of failures doesn't really provide a clue. Bertacci suspects it might have to do with which of Sitka's three-phase transmission wires was first contacted by the broken guy wire, although it ended up wrapped around all three. At first, people thought it was just the DeGroff area downtown that was affected, but Bertacci says that was not the case. And he also says this surge would have been difficult to protect against.
My heat pump on my house failed on the north end of town, and I have a whole house surge suppressor on my main panel. So, and I've never had a surge problem through any lightning strike with that. But in this particular instance, my own heat pumps failed.
You filing a claim?
Yes.
Sitka Community Affairs Director Megan Bozak says anyone planning to file an insurance claim from the surge should be prepared to document the damage. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.